catch everything. All
right. He don't get no good graces. He get this one.
Yep. Well, he gets good graces from me because I haven't seen him in. Last time I saw him was your party.
March.
I'm sorry. I'm
you said
March.
You said May.
Yeah. Right.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the late night special.
Woo! What's up, everybody?
The host today.
I'm the host, Jumpin. We got Cyber. We have three special guests today, and we're going to be talking about first. We're going to be talking about the Danny Masterson case, and we're going to be giving a book review. And you know, always at the end, we give our final thoughts with a free for all for any kind of subjects and topics. You know what I'm saying? Keep it fun. So we're going to hit it hard today. If y'all know about a popular show named That 70s Show, I mean, I used to catch some episodes here and there, but I was never really a fan of the show, right? But it was, I always loved how they always sat in the middle and they go to each person and they just start talking mm-hmm. while they smoking weed or whatever. Yeah, I like it. And they just be laughing on the circle. Boss Man.
Mr. Neal.
Boss Man. But on that specific show, one of the actors on there named Danny Masterson was just convicted of a deviant assault, you know, the EX allegedly, and he was convicted for 30 years. And this came from possible three victims. One was not counted for, but the other two convictions that got him the 30 years to life.
One was his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend.
One was an ex-girlfriend, and the other two girls was a girl that I guess he brought back to his Hollywood home.
And this, how many years? Tell me how many years ago was
this conviction and ongoing case battle been going on ever since between 2001 to 2003 to now. And the crazy thing about it, he beat the first case the first time way back then. But now, back in 2017, that's when the story started bringing the time back. I mean, the story back. And
which I thought you could do that.
You couldn't. No, you
can't really convict. You can't.
I think because another person, a new person came. Like, they came out and saying, see, you was, first with two victims, then with three victims. And now, then, there was a person, a fourth victim that I guess wasn't talked about in the case. How do you feel about cases being beaten? And then being reopened again, it's almost like the Michael Jackson. You know they trying to reopen that, right?
For what?
He did. I mean, I'm sorry to say.
I mean, over Ricky.
I mean to say.
I got something.
I didn't mean to say it like that. I'm sorry. That came out
already proven. Two. Was Michael a little weird? Yes, he was. But he ain't messing
with it. But he was innocent.
Yeah. Because they wanted money. Once they got the money, it doesn't mean good.
The most what famous sentence is this man
going? They just want money for the family. You know, you're suing and get money for the family.
Yeah, they get money.
So,
victim funds. I apologize. That came out so wrong. I ain't even
saying anything. I mean, it was true.
But, you know. How I feel about this crap is this.
That's what you done.
Look,
they've been determined.
I want me back. Keep this out.
You see
what
they get? Look here.
I'm glad you brought up Bill, and I'm glad you brought up, oh, well, you ain't bringing R. Kelly, but I'm bringing him.
Oh,
look, first of all, at least with them, now I have my feelings when it comes to Bill, because whatever, but R. Kelly, it, what it is with that, this man had no proof, there was no evidence, all of this was he say, she say, and y'all just threw the book at him. Y'all gave him more years than you gave Jerry. Jerry messed with little kids. What do I mean, Jerry? Jerry got like 7 years.
Oh, Jerry
didn't get a lot of years.
Jerry
messing with
a
little
ball.
No,
I don't
remember.
The
sandwich man.
Oh, the $5 foot long.
Yeah. He was giving his $5 foot long to the little kid. That man didn't get a lot of years.
He was paying the parents.
And the parents should have got in trouble too. Same with R. Kelly. Parents should have got in trouble.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying, I'm not comparing. I'm going to get to it. God, let me get there. Look.
Build up.
Jared was paying the parents to be around the kids, but the parents ain't in trouble. I'm just going to let that sit right there. They don't sit right with me. Now,
how much you paying?
I don't know how many was it. You stupid. Oh,
it was enough to get to
get
make them a group.
I'll turn those cheeks.
Jerry Rich.
Oh, he was the face of something.
He was extremely rich.
Oh, big bang.
Also, I definitely agree. That was the only reason why I had that reaction.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, parents,
yeah,
they should have been locked in a dungeon.
No motherfuckers paying.
Sold their kids out.
That was very wrong. Y'all know
that's
y'all wrong.
Literally trafficking.
That same with R. Kelly, because y'all were letting y'all daughter, y'all teenage daughter go over there to that man's house. So
they
stop playing that
game. He manipulated them.
How?
Manipulated them with what? Money? That's not manipulation.
That's not what
you they made a choice.
They probably could.
They said, listen, these bills got to get paid. You better pop it open for him.
Oops, man.
Nah, that's manipulation.
Listen.
Damn, that's a lot of manipulation.
The manipulation works if the person is a minor because their brains aren't fully developed.
Look, I was
but
16.
It doesn't work for the
me.
Parents.
Now, I'm just saying.
Half the parents ain't even know where the fuck they was.
Then them bad parents.
They, yeah.
And
he was fucking. So you left your school. You left
yeah,
your
child.
Hey, he
don't fuck
brother.
He
was fucking
yeah.
Mamas too.
Oh, he was fucking who?
Some of the mamas.
The parents.
Oh yeah, some of the daddies too. They left their underage children with an adult male celebrity who sings about sex. They knew what was going to happen. They just didn't care because they
maybe
were profiting.
They were his movie.
Well, a lot of them were.
He may be
a video, pissing
but
on
that him. Is a repercussion of somebody that's
year,
themselves been traumatized and has
yeah.
Been.
That's exactly what his whole story is, though, because he got traumatized. He got molested.
Jared, just the face he got $2 million.
Oh, I know it's hit by the neighbor. I think about neighbor and sister. But
how many years was the face of Subway?
From like the time Subway came out, pretty much to I think it was for like 7 or 8 years.
It took a long
straight.
Time for me to eat Subway again.
Through
I
most of our childhood,
and,
I
couldn't look at that mayo the same.
Middle school.
That motherfucker.
Somebody came in your sandwich.
Oh,
snap.
Ooh, that's
burning. Somebody really did come in your sandwich?
That thing's burning. What
kind of sandwich you mean? I knew you was freaky, but you was freaky.
Ooh.
Who else would he be talking about?
I didn't know what. I'm asking you a question. You saying, yeah. I'm like, damn.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said somebody came in your sandwich.
No. I said I can't look at the mayo the same because
yeah.
No one what he was doing.
Yeah, okay.
Mayo was too spicy for her.
Actually,
that means it was
too
spicy.
Jared tried to sue one of the parents.
Oh, Jared tried to sue one of the parents?
Yeah. They said the blame for their daughter.
So to go back who this originally was about before we got
Danny Masterson, the dude from
that
70
show.
The 70
show,
you
so you guys are saying, I know what you're talking about. So you guys are saying that you don't feel like there was enough proof?
No.
So to go further into the story, him and Ashton Kutcher were both trying to sleep with Mila Kunis when she was 14. And they were adults. And obviously it worked with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
But he married to her now. So he already did show skeptical behavior. He was a full-on adult. They were trying to full-on adult. And they were both trying to get with Mila Kunis.
Actually, this probably happened so much in so many other different forms of entertainment business. And
I mean, it is really common in entertainment.
Basketball teams and
everything
like,
happens
York,
and everything is paid off with money. Keep it on a hush-hush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly made a song. Keep it on the down low. Nobody has to know.
That was a pick and choose because they showed they knew what he was doing. They just let that slide. They did. They let R. Kelly slide for a while. We knew what was going on.
Yeah, money talks.
Some people get hit.
Money talks.
Some people don't.
Eventually, most of them get hit.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Something like they
it just happens, you know, at a different time.
Some people get bad. Some people get kicked mad. But the main reason I don't like the case is because it's not necessarily him per se. It's because there are a lot of men that go in these cases. And the reason I said about proof, because a lot of dudes who have been convicted and it turns out nothing happened.
Yeah.
Can you get your life back for that?
Didn't they try Kobe at one point?
Oh yeah,
they
sure did.
They're still trying.
They were multiples.
But we knew what that was about.
Yeah.
And he was too rich.
The crazy thing about it, the reason why he was convicted so heavily is because first they're trying to say Bill Cosby now. Like, you know, with drugs and pills and stuff, you know, too intoxicated, and then you know he made his
Bill
moves
Cosby
and whatever.
Though. Name after him.
But now they're saying one of the girls said they had a whole weapon to the head. I don't know if I got to say weapon.
You say weapon?
I said weapon. Wait, they had a weapon to the head and to make her, you know, do everything he wanted her to do. You know what I'm saying? And that was pretty bad right there by itself. It's like, who's not going to believe that? If a person, like, not just anybody.
That's true. Know? Like, if somebody came out and said that,
that would just happen every day.
So they would, even if she lied, a lot of people ain't going to question it.
And this happened in his home. I don't even know how they met. It was a party. You know, a lot of crazy things go down Hollywood party. And sometimes things does stay. What happens at the party stays at the party. And
lies.
And but the crazy thing,
it always gets out somehow.
What makes this story so crazy that this dude been an actor from a kid. He was a child actor. He never stopped working to the point of the doctor. So you know he got some money. So the girls wouldn't even settle for a plea deal. I mean, not a plea deal, but like
a minimum. They gave him a plea deal.
I mean, like hush behind closed doors.
Doing that kind of plea deal.
If you don't pay me this money, I'm gonna go out and expose. That didn't even happen. So that makes the woman even more believable.
Yeah.
So that's like,
and yes, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, you got to.
Some people just won't. Not all ladies, but a lot of women are very vindictive and they want you to hurt.
Oh man.
Dig it in there.
What they say? There's no rap like a
swan. You're just stupid.
I'm just saying. There goes to the ends of the earth.
This is how bad it is. They'll destroy themselves trying to destroy you.
Oh man.
That definitely can happen. What? I don't think that's the case in this case because this person has shown kind of some history of skeptical behavior. But it is true that can happen.
Oh, you've seen acrimony.
Yeah, I did see acrimony.
Shit.
I'll give you young men's advice. We're going to continue, but I got to give y'all this advice before I forget. Look, you got a little money in your pocket, right? Don't let them little helpers in your house like this. All right, watch your back.
Right.
Can't go to the house. Got some
cameras? Nope. I know that personally because my granddaddy was a sucker inviting people in his house and stuff like that. And my granddaddy, before he passed away, a woman set up my granddaddy and they beat him with a crowbar until almost his deathbed.
Y'all hear that?
Did she admit it?
Put the comments.
He was beaten so bad. Like, my mama couldn't even she went up there. Couldn't recognize her dad. What a crowbar. Because they knew that my granddaddy had money. So they set him up. The woman set him up. And head dudes came. And what a crowbar. Beat him. Blood was everywhere. They beat him almost to his deathbed.
This is why I'm giving y'all this warning right here. Y'all hear that? Watch your back. All right. These ladies. Now, look, if you don't know this heifer, if I don't know you, ain't going nowhere. I don't know you, heifer. I could be asleep, you cut my throat. You steal my wallet. I don't know. He holds crazy. I done had my identity took it by a bitch.
See, the downside
excuse my language.
The downside is my granddaddy lived out
here. Home break.
But one thing my granddaddy loved to show people was his flowers, and he loves to feed people because he's a good cook. Mm-hmm. And he loves to see people eat. He loves to feed people. You say you hungry, he's gonna open up his doors and feed you.
Yeah.
But wrong one at the wrong time.
I hate that happened to him. It's many men that happened to. First of all, ladies, I know the ones ladies that actually this. Yeah, ladies that actually had these the horrible things happen to you. I know some person that sucks. That fucked up. The money ain't shit. Going back to the men, you gotta watch your back. All right. Mm-hmm. Some ladies out there, they trying to get something out their wallet. They trying to set you up. Oh, well,
don't fall for that shit.
Oh, here's one more day. I'm gonna let him take over. If you're in a sexual situation, always be the bottom.
That way you ain't great. I mean, great.
hey, my hands are right here.
The crazy thing about this is
hands up.
The thing about it, it's already said none. He already been convicted. You can't go back like Tory Lanez. He got to do 10 years, probably hopefully shorter. I just realized like Tory Lanez could have took a plea there for 4 years. He would have been out.
That's how I know that nigga. Never mind.
Yeah, but he didn't want to admit to being guilty.
But he was like, all the street people know, you can't really get away with no gunshot charge.
Mm-hmm.
And the real, like, you know, he wasn't like, he didn't really have the good people behind him. Like,
with the evidence, it was making it seem like the bitch shot. Not Megan, but the other one, the other girl that was there. It seemed like she had
a gun. That's the similarities between these two. Like, neither people had good evidence against them. They still charged. It was word of mouth. So I guess that's how the justice system is nowadays. If you're, I mean, I don't want to say the word acting because this really could have happened. You know, that's why it was so believable. But
I believe the story we talked about more than Tory Lanez.
But if the story seems so believable.
I feel like it was three drunk niggas, and
what happened with that?
It was drunk.
Everybody touched that gun. Hey, man, let me see that. Who fired it? Probably Tori, but y'all touching that gun.
Everybody fingerprints was on that move. Somebody had to pay the price.
You just gotta go for the most famous person. That's gonna make the biggest case.
It's true.
He got a little mansion. He definitely fired that off.
I don't think he's trying to kill him.
They tried to save him.
They trying to scare
him. That's a big bit, though.
Yeah.
Is that a warning shot?
Trying to get feet, like, you know, make you dance.
You know he's small. Oh, that's a big bit. Like,
scare tactics.
Yeah.
Come in, little man. You ain't doing nothing. No, no.
Can you get away with making warning shots for the state of Florida?
Can you help?
Yeah,
we're
making warning shots in the state of Florida.
I think in
the state of Florida,
brain.
You can.
With staying
your
brain. Really? In your house? You later, Jessica shot a warning shot
with
her husband was beating her. Got 15 years for that.
What the?
Fudge!
Honey, that is super gross.
What are you thinking about me?
That dude with the beating supposed to get 30
minutes.
I'm
killing
that nigga. I mean, but still.
For a warning shot?
A warning shot.
That's crazy.
I thought they said you went warning shot.
That's that.
You propel
a missile.
Oh, you're talking about endangering other people. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, man. Oh, okay.
What am I shooting like right here? And it's my house.
Yeah, you shoot at the ground or something.
That shit right there.
She shoots up in the air, it can land.
When you getting beat on, you don't fuck too much. Like, you just act. Flash your way.
Yeah, you got to do that too. Dang, that's crazy. That's messed up.
Somebody said
you can't give warning shot nowhere in the U.S. Oh,
it's the police man.
Wow, that's crazy.
My brother?
Yep. He
said he can't do it. Why would they
shoot? Just blow their ass up.
No,
I mean.
Oh, that is not. that's the right solution. You know what? Fuck it.
My brother said that?
Oh, it gets loud.
I hope he knows that.
Because
when he tries to do something to a man of my ass,
you can. Don't give
him
a warning shot.
You might want a warning shot.
What if it's a police officer? You can't hit with
10-20.
They're going to try you with 10-20. Actually, just as you said that, it was a... Man, I don't hate the pranks on YouTube, but sometimes they be going too far.
The new ones. I don't like the new ones. They do too much.
A dude shot a prankster. He was trying to do something in the mall. Like, he didn't know what type of time he was on, so he just pulled out his gun, shot the dude in his stomach. He survived, but
he was running up on that man.
He survived, but the dude that got shot, the prankster, he's getting charged by the prankster.
That ain't right. Cause you, I don't know you. Yeah. You run up on me, you might try to kill me. Something.
The reason why we're talking about this, the whole topic is like
real niggas charge. Be wildin'.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. He just said it. That's it.
That's it.
That's a mic drop.
Niggas be wild.
Man, I don't know what to do with y'all. I was
like, you niggas ain't shit.
Right.
That's the ladies included in there.
Say all that.
It's the whole broad street.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, niggas don't just apply to
it's ladies too. Y'all ain't it.
But the stuff out there, we got real evidence of that stuff happening.
I never. I'm talking about.
Me talking about me.
Well, when they be playing the songs.
Me talking about
me. But okay, I'm gonna just go around. I mean, if y'all want to answer, y'all can answer. I'm gonna go around.
No.
You said what? Oh, we go. Oh. Okay.
Let's say, sorry.
This might be a bias. We're gonna do both ways. You might have the best friend, you're gonna have the stranger rap.
Alright, look.
Your best friend, male.
Why are you looking at me, motherfucker? All y'all best friends,
male. Y'all heard some rumors of them supposedly being a little too rough and aggressive and a little forceful. And now she's going around telling everybody, say, hey, she about to go to the cops. Your homie goes up to you. Hey man, you believe the rumors? How y'all?
Which friend though?
I mean,
I'm just being honest. I'm not gonna go against my boy. I'm just
which
saying
friend?
Which friend it is.
Friend, you gotta say it ain't really a friend.
No, I'm just saying you know which friend is loose. Some people different. You know,
you definitely know some friends where you look like you'll beat shit out.
Yeah,
you just give that energy sometimes.
You know, it was an accident.
right. You're like, right.
Really? Oh, her face was just right there, and I was like,
I said, crime is after the white people that gave warning shots in Florida, the black people that protested in front of the home, and they tried to arrest him for crime. Oh, you want to repeat the question?
Yeah.
What if your best friend had rumors about them sexually assaulting somebody? Like he said, depending on the person though, but that's your friend, you know him a little bit, you're going to believe him.
I know him for 5 minutes, and he never do that.
You're going to believe him, or you're going to at least question that, the accusation?
Not me. You
going to question him?
I'm a question. You know why I'm questioning?
How you about?
Yeah, I'm a question.
I
need to know.
Step by step, what happened?
Hey, y'all
start kissing. What happened after that?
I need to know the whole story.
Step by step.
Was
she drunk?
Oh, man. I need to know the whole story because I'm not going to just take her word. I'm not saying I don't know. I need to know what's going on. You might be mad at that nigga. And you just want to be on the
it's
move.
Her side, his side, and the truth.
So I need.
I mean, sometimes
both of them.
They'll believe him, you know. No question. like that's why I don't want to. You don't got to use nobody that you know personally. Your girl, best friend, no matter girl, your girl, best friend said, "Hey, somebody said you talked to me." You gonna ask questions? I don't believe.
Is it my girlfriend?
It's no,
like
no,
your home girl,
your
best
friend.
Like, if my best friend. Look, before I whoop a nigga ass, I need to know the story. Because I'm not saying you're going to put me out there in the line of fire. I just need to know before I start a war.
But you got to be careful because they can also falsify these stories.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying. I need to know before I do anything.
Is it one of those where you give a warning, be like, hey, whatever you're doing, I'm letting you right now to like cut that shit and be watchful. Because even though that's my friend, your friends can still lie to you in your face.
Yeah.
Smiling. My brother is telling on you, point blank, period, as no question.
I mean,
he's that
no evidence. Get the fuck out of here.
So you're saying specifically sexual assault, which is like a broad term.
Just anything.
I would definitely say it had to be investigated first, like as the friend. And I say that because, like, I've been in a situation where someone falsely accused me of it, and they told everybody around me.
Yeah,
they told everyone around me that I did it, and then they admitted to me later that I didn't do anything.
That's some bullshit.
They told everybody around me that I did it. Just, and they did. No, I was like, I said, I laughed at them, and I said, I know I didn't do it. I was, I just know you were going through something, and they were mad because I wasn't giving them attention because they were. There's certain kind of races that might be a little more prone to, you know, attention, and, you know, saying that a black person sexually assaulted you can attract a lot of attention.
It depends on motives, man. Like, if the girl feels like she kind of mad about something, well, I feel like she'd like to do or something weird or something like that, like, well, I might question it. But if it's a girl, like, she's got a clean slate, I'm more likely to believe her. But she got nothing to gain from the girl.
Yeah. You definitely got to investigate and be discerning.
There's nothing wrong with questioning, because I know people. Yeah. You're questioning. Yes, I'm questioning.
And you shouldn't take anybody's word for just, you know, someone sexually assaults and be like, okay, let me look into this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't take anybody's word like that. So
then you, what if you lying, you ruin my homeboy image and his life.
Ass whooping.
Feel
better. Not only ruin a person's life, if you're a reactive person, they're gonna make you look stupid too. Mm-hmm. You're like, nah, I didn't want to cuss this bitch out or beat this person ass, da, 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 and just to find out you lying. Like, now I look stupid and I'm going to jail.
And it comes down to the evidence.
Yeah.
The story that get presented, the consistency inside of the story, and really the burden of proof, like, you got to have beyond reasonable doubt, and that's one thing they don't do in Florida. They don't have five burdens. Mm-hmm. They don't do five beyond reasonable doubt. Oh, you get three criteria, they're gonna say yeah, it's out of that. But you need all five for real.
Yeah.
But that's what they do here. And the jury, they'll coerce, you feel me? But not the jury, the state will coerce the jury, because they don't even know the fucking law. They present a story, just like you present a story, but they just use laws behind it, and they use their image to influence them. And then they go off a decision, and they make a debriefing, and then they 9 out of 10 go with the state.
So, that's smart, and analysis right there, because that is how stuff be going down for real. Like, if something is so consistent, and then you have multiple people coming against you with the same thing. Why not believe it? And get, like, you find a robo cam. You did this. This is what you get. It was the minimum from 30 to life. They gave him the minimum.
Let me tell y'all what I did.
Go to book
action. I told y'all how to protect yourself. Ladies, too. Like, we don't know this motherfucker.
Like, he said, damn, y'all got a lawyer in the building. Like, yeah, you got a lawyer, special guest lawyer. You know what it is.
I just
know the truth about being black in America. That's all it is. When you're a black man, shit, you gotta be on point. You gotta be on your P's and P's.
You should know the law, because if not, good luck.
So my brother is trying to get people out nicknames, so you the lawyer tonight.
Okay. I call that.
One thing I'm gonna tell y'all is this, personally, me, this is what I do. If I know female, I might normally it's a girl I'll leave talk to, you know. I'm right now. This nigga here gonna know my whereabouts. Other people gonna know my whereabouts, what's going on, because I don't trust bitches. When I say bitch, I'm just being bro, just being me right now. I don't trust motherfuckers.
That's my favorite word, bitch.
I know. If you don't hear from me in a certain amount of time, and I have to remember that time, if you don't hear from me in a certain amount of time, come look for me, hit me up. I need to know. I'm making sure, just in case some bullshit happened, I'm covering my ass. I ain't got time.
I call that
man. Oh yeah, I remember that time.
System.
That bitch was nuts.
I call that man.
Yeah.
called everybody to see where this man was.
He's fine.
No, I'm not fine.
No, I don't believe that.
I'm questioning out of here.
Yeah. I said, I want to hear his voice. Let me hear him breathe. Hold on now.
She was getting mad at it, too. That's
pretty.
You might be the man.
Yeah, like you don't trust no
man. Oh, appreciate
it.
All up in my
belly. He need the capital.
They had to slide to the.
But yeah, make right. sure. Right. And I'll, look, ladies, I gave y'all. I'm gonna give y'all some advice later, but. Just make sure, as a man, you cover your shit. You know, you don't want no mishaps. Also, watch the people you're hanging around. The hoes, not the ladies, but the hoes out here, they're going to get you. Mm-hmm. All cooch ain't good cooch. All right? So you need to check yourself, be mindful, okay? They're going to get you. And put a camera in your damn bedroom.
I feel like both, like, yes. Man and a woman. Like you said,
making
like,
movies.
Both men and women are together. And she quoting it, like, you never know. So
if you got something to say, here's the tape. I'm wrapped up, baby.
You got the
hair. Look, you gotta be careful.
Some shit out.
Yeah, I was about recording without people's consent.
No, you don't know. What you mean? Hey, we're making a movie. Hey, you see that camera right there?
There's laws about recording people, like in the state of Florida.
And then
you cannot record a conversation in the state of Florida without people.
That's fine, but you know what? When they play that tape, they're gonna show us doing this. Y'all ready for the show?
Talk, man.
And then we're gonna get for the show. I ain't do nothing. I'm on my back. Sorry, she riding my face.
So you're gonna have a live.
Yeah.
A live right before you get in the bedroom, huh? Going live.
The whole archive.
As you see, Judge. She is
be careful, late. They can hurt herself with some different kind of ways.
She drowned.
Yeah, be careful with that because it can be misconstrued in other ways. People can twist some shit. So
that's why
careful.
You can't twist none of that. Because you
almost. Hey, if she drunk, bro, I almost make it invalid.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh snap.
That is
true.
No,
but in this case,
don't
they around here. Even if she was Papa Bean or Perk, you don't even know.
She could say she had to something, you know what I mean?
She could say she took it with you.
In court.
You never knew that.
You still fried, my boy.
That's why I say
she be
careful.
Even if you get a shake,
it can be misconstrued.
This bitch went over there to Johnny's house and got some perks. And it came to me. Let me tell you what happened. You lie to me. Let me tell you what happened to you. If you lie on me and send me to fucking jail for bullshit, whatever the fuck happened to me, whatever you said happened to me, and I did, and I go to jail for that, I'm gonna get out that bitch and do it to your ass.
Within limits.
I'm whooping that ass when I get out. What you mean?
How old are you?
You going right back in jail.
Yeah. If hold on, this I gotta say before we go to the next topic. If
freaking, and it says forgive my brother because I
hold on, wait, what about my nigga? I say this.
So he, you expect God to forgive you? You gotta forgive him.
If Jeffrey Dahmer can get that's real. If Jeffrey Dahmer can turn his life around right before he gone. Just saying,
was it
put that?
And you
think
he was in heaven?
Oh, he repented.
Come on,
it looks like he repented. I'm just saying.
Come on, do you think he was in heaven or hell?
I can't say that.
All them niggas he.
Well, I can't say that. That's God.
All them niggas he. All that ass he.
Literal ass.
Put them on the grill.
Put them off.
He would have said, "Cast the first call." That's between him and God. I can't say nothing I can do.
That nigga was in a booty suit.
Booty chops.
We gotta talk about brick face.
Oh, that happened with brick face.
Who was funding brick face?
That bitch that scammed all them people that much.
Oh, I thought she was a thug because she was
like, that man must got a brick face.
She's a brick face.
Thank y'all. Y'all.
She thought she'd get away because she had a fat ass. Let me tell you something.
She might have been getting away for a while, though.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Man, she's finesse, y'all niggas.
How'd she get there? She probably finesse you too, huh?
Hell no. Bro, we're talking to the sovereign right here. You don't look at bitches out here, no?
You just told me your identity got to.
That was back then.
Like Montgomery, not yeah.
Yeah, that happened too.
Like Carly.
Get charged.
Like Carly.
She got charged.
That whole kidnapping.
She should get charged. I don't like that. She lied.
That was all on the airwaves.
Get no damn baby running around the street.
Oh, that's her name. Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, y'all talking about Brick? Oh. That bitch that got hit with the bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she made
her name, Brit Face. That bitch.
How much money did she get?
She
got like,
was she trying to see if she can get with it and not be Jurassic as Carly?
I don't know. She was
being she didn't have no all the ambulance alert factor her, man. And but the see, airways hit.
How her face got fucked up?
She did it. She shot herself up.
Oh, so she didn't give him
no break. No, she didn't. She made all that up.
But my whole thing was, remember on the last episode, I was asking, what the fuck the video is? I want to see
that video. Yeah, that made sense, because there was no video.
That was the video of the slap, with the fake slap.
Yeah. But there was no video of this Rick, and then when it come out, she lied. It makes sense now, because there was no video.
This is almost on the same level of that woman that was, but that got disappeared, that went disappeared. Oh, that was
Carly, that's her name, Carly.
With the baby that ran around.
That's what I'm saying, she's trying to do with Carly, except so we're going to make it less drastic, because you don't have the law enforcement involved.
Hey, she got a lot of money, too. Fast. And the story didn't even add up. Just
I kind of knew that when she kept getting on live and talking about the situation. Like, if you really want justice, you're gonna make that one video and that's it. Instead of posting it.
Oh yeah, she kept going on.
Talking about losing her job. And the puppy. She should have taken her ass out. No, she ain't getting it. She doesn't defend it. She could have shot someone.
I wish I was a girl sometimes.
Botox.
No, I never do nothing like that. It's messed up.
I mean, but that's how you live. You swiping like
that. Like Botox in your face is crazy. That's a lot of Botox.
Look, it hurt.
It's
not a fake in the face.
That's permanent, though.
No, it's not about.
It's
going to
be right back.
I catch up. That's why they got to get, like, injections to keep up with.
But now people love her, you know, because she, you know, walk around, be doing stupid shit. You know, she be booted all over. So the niggas go.
So, let me see if I should think of it. Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear a brick face,
the brick face,
I think of a cinder block. Not a regular brick. Big gray brick.
No cinder block.
You not
in here. I know we all, I guess, I don't want to say the word regular, but like common sense. What are y'all
stupid?
Yeah. What are you?
For the most part.
I mean, like, we're not even, like, no, they ain't no affiliation or anything, but y'all think about, like, snitching and all that stuff. How, like, what y'all views on the word snitching?
Almost a very, I'm snitching.
You snitching?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a street nigga. I hold it down.
I'm not no street nigga. That nigga did it right there.
But the thing about it, like, for real though, like,
I ain't gonna go out my way and be like,
yeah.
I ain't gonna go out my way and be like, yeah, that nigga did it. Yeah. If you ask me, or you done did some shit with my people?
Or you trying to imitate me? Some shit?
Yeah.
No, bro.
And it's funny because some people that live by the code of snitching until something drastic happens to them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They be the first ones.
They gotta hit home. The one said, "Like, me, you a snitch." Yeah, you say that now, but let something hit home to you. Mm-hmm. Your mindset is going to change. Then you won't be like, man, somebody needs to, I know you know something.
No, I don't.
But you were so gone home for not snitching, and now because it hit home to you. Now you want some
answers.
Can't have it both ways.
See, because I like Boosie, you know? Boosie, you know, got some, I used to hate his music. I used to hate his voice and music. And I used to. But then it kind of got, it grew on me.
What's that song we used to listen to? I'm supposed to be, the man song. I go, damn. God.
Like a man?
No, like a man.
Like a man. But he got a whole song now. He's like just airing out all his business.
Are you talking with his daughter?
Yeah. Even though he tried to have a rule of being like containing all information within himself, but he's still at the same time.
You consider that snitching?
The worst thing happened to Bruce with his cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah, baby mama.
I'm not gonna call it. I don't even know. I ain't.
Never mind.
Yeah.
what about?
He must have had a drunk night, boy, I'll tell you that.
Hey, maybe he likes it.
He know he ain't like that, because he would have, that's the one he had.
At the time, he liked what he liked.
He'll let the other one show their face. That one, he did.
Yeah.
It caught me.
Ain't never seen this bitch in my life.
That's very true.
You're right.
Everybody.
She was beautiful in that night. Until the luck came on. Oh. What?
Savage.
Maybe somebody tried her attractive. Like you said, somebody's attractive for somebody.
That's true.
It just.
That don't make her ugly. Just you don't find her attractive.
We'll use that word
tonight.
That's
true.
That's facts.
I
want to. Special ed. She's a special ed. Well, you want me to lie? I lie.
I'm saying, but you just say you're not attractive. So I don't find her attractive.
She's a special young lady.
I didn't say be fake.
She might be nice. Well, she got a nasty attitude. She got a nasty attitude.
You can't get
pink
as fuck with that shit.
She got a nasty attitude. Man.
And then you'd be like, Vince, what the fuck is this
shit? What?
I put it nicely.
Yeah, you can do that
since I do all these issues. Hold on. No, wait. I watched the video as I was coming here. Kevin posted it up. Y'all need to watch it. He said, there's a time and place to be blunt.
Yeah, it is a time and place to be blunt. Now it might not be the right time.
I'm going to be nice.
Thank you, Dad. Wait, why do you post? And then the thing is, I don't know why. Oh, yeah, wait, actually. I got a question for Lady in Red.
Well,
say it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, because I'm being a dick.
It probably is.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
Where and how would you like to be exposed to?
Because we're having a whole discussion at work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not
oh, never mind then.
Woo!
It's
not a difficult question. Talking to my partner and knowing how he is, I kind of got a more depth understanding of it. And now that I got a depth understanding of his perspective, I'm kind of like more. Me? Okay, so he's more introverted than me, and I'm more extroverted. So I love to have everybody around and sitting out and stuff and glam glam and all that stuff.
Yeah.
His idea is it's us two making a commitment to each other. So only us two can be able to share the moment. And then we can go spread our good news. And so I kind of, the more I thought about it, I feel like I will want it more intimate, where it's just me. Where he's, you know, it doesn't have a particular place as long as he's sincere and he's ready.
I mean, like, hey, where though?
Like, yeah, that was a whole question.
I just said,
but you can get everything you want, though.
I mean, if he can still toss out the ring and ask me still have the same thing, that's fine. We don't get down that one knee. As long as you ask and you serious or whatnot, that's it. It's a sincerity behind it.
What you laughing at?
It's a sincerity behind it. Traditionally, it's on one knee. But he asked.
Would you ever close to a man?
No.
You know, women don't.
Well, some.
Some will, but some. I personally don't.
Why wouldn't you?
That's kind of weird, though. That's kind of weird.
It is weird as fuck, but I don't care. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know if I would like that. Okay,
maybe.
Look stupid. Get up.
I want to marry you. I'll give you the word.
Like,
will you marry me? Get your back in line.
I don't see myself.
Yeah.
I don't. You
asked the question. Well,
he wouldn't even like
that. He would not.
He would never.
He would not. Okay.
If you asked the question,
yeah.
What would you do it?
Man.
I would like to do it where. I mean, I would like to do like where she wants to get married, and I'll just figure out a way to make it as spectacular as possible as I can. As surprising, I like surprising, a woman with gifts. I mean, not gifts, but like, you know, just a surprising moment. I don't want to, hey, I'm gonna do this for you on this day, and then when that day comes, I do it for you.
I'm gonna,
what
do you want?
Oh yeah.
Oh, man. Look, you want a scene or no?
I'm asking you what you want, man. You want a sovereign answer? You want a lower answer?
I want both, man.
Look at this. No, I'm sorry. I'm fucking. Let me be real for real. I'm sorry.
You say with you.
Okay. Let me be honest. What?
Uh-oh.
Oh, she said, okay.
I'll talk to him first.
Big facts. Anyways, I'm on your side, brother.
Of course you are.
Anyway,
brother, and you had to ask me that question. No, he was gonna say something.
I'm on your side, bro.
All right, so I'll ask.
My brother's so gung ho. Everybody gotta go through.
Your brother's
on there? Yes. That's a real brother, though.
My biological
brother. I love that.
I will say, I'm good. I do want it private.
I know.
I'm just personally me because I'm shy.
What you gonna do?
Oh, that's you. You just popping. You can't. Hell no.
No, that's different though. That's Zoe's shot.
Hold on. Let me ask this. What if she said no?
What would you do?
Good girl ain't gonna say
no. What if she did?
Never
but
say no.
That they call on no.
Yeah, you definitely be surprised.
I mean, that's a good reason why we private. If she don't want you, but the thing I'll say this. But I would feel. But I would know that by the time because this is a conversation I like to have before I even get to that point. I like to talk about. Hey, do you see marriage in our future? What are we gonna do? What do you feel? How are the kids? I'm not shy. I'm not shy when it comes to open up about that because I want to know why are we dating? Like, are we sitting here wasting time? Are we for real about this? What are we doing? And then if I'm feeling that and that vibe is there, then I'm gonna do something. You ain't gonna know what I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna know this the woman I wanna be with. This the vibe she gives me. So I'm surprised. It might be a little romantic stuff. I find out what she like, and one day we might be walking. You know, we might have to meet her somewhere, and I'm just yeah. And I just hit it on
her. Incredible.
And I'd be like, you know, I grab her close, with like, and then I get her knee.
Okay, so when do you think is
green
a good time?
It was my time.
What's a good time when you're forced to go on dating when you move in with
a couple? No. I'm just. Would you? I had a bad experience on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said there should be no reason for a woman to say never. You should have that talk.
I'm kidding. You got to move in eventually.
No, you don't.
Oh, shit.
That's an Aquarius. An Aquarius can live apart from their lover. They don't
give a
fuck.
I mean,
but.
Oh.
Is there a question?
No, good. But, okay, I will say this. Depending on woman. Feeling it. One thing I'm gonna say, it's gotta be my house. No offense, ladies. I know. I just feel like you're gonna be in my shit.
Yeah,
in my shit.
So I've done things differently. So I'm gonna say something that I didn't do my damn self. But I wouldn't move in with anybody, partner, love, or whatever. Until you get married. That's it. Until then, live quiet, pay the extra money.
That's like you said. I'm telling both ways. There you go. Yeah, like you said, get mad first. And me and him have bad spirits. I don't know. She ain't working for
me. She ain't working for me. Yeah, but you know, you also have to, like, I feel like if you're going to go into that kind of situation, you have to be healed of those experiences.
That's true.
You can't go into, like, a situation where you're going to have someone that you could potentially be wanting to marry and you haven't dealt with the trauma of, well, I got fucked over before. It's like, well, bitch, go get your healer because I'm going to move in with you.
Well, it's no longer I, though. Now it's we.
Yeah.
Officially. Financially, too. So it's like,
you got to get them, too.
But yeah. Before, it's kind of like,
so if you're waiting together, are you both gonna find a place where y'all both are going to put?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in your house. Gonna be around. Are you talking about we married?
You learned so much about.
Wait, hold on.
Exactly, you ain't shit.
How's that bad? We got 2 hours. Wait, hold on. We're not married yet, though.
So
if we're married, we're gonna have our own house. I'm saying we got 2 houses, though.
As a young man, I would say if your own kid prior to marriage, in the event it don't work out, you still good.
What?
And I hate to act like that. But I know. Shit going these days,
I'm saying, like, when you're married, you guys want to. Can I finish?
Okay. Go ahead.
To invest in together, so it's not a. It's my house. It's.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna still have my shit though run away.
I mean, both can do that and rent it out because you still can profit all of it.
What the profit?
You can
don't profit.
Make money and then
if
you
I
know something don't work out.
If I don't profit, I still pay the bill. If I don't profit, I still pay the bill. That's me.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Most people don't do that. That's like you be like super, super organized. Sometimes most times it don't like that. In a perfect world, that's what I'm talking about. Something.
Yeah,
that's the point.
So I ain't do it.
What would you keep that house for? The whole house?
Just so she knows for her brain.
See, I ain't gonna do that. Hold on, wait.
Because that's also, people can use that as of their own personal life when they have a battery pad. Both, in both specs.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not gonna need that. I probably would rent it out, but in the event, I still have it.
In the perfect scenario, and I'm just going, the perfect scenario. Yeah. I'm just saying perfect scenario. We would have our own house together. Like, I want, like, me, this is me and you. We are two pieces of the same whole of peace, whatever. Anyways, I know what he's talking about. I feel it. I'm going to have multiple houses anyway, because I'm just money-wise. I'm not going to have this mindset of we going to get divorced because once I marry you, you are mine and I am yours forever. If it, God forbid, if it happens, God forbid, I have a house. If we separate, it is.
You're not straight.
Yeah, I'm not petty. If we,
what you said?
She mad.
Continue. Please continue.
Mad.
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, thank you. First of all,
more than likely or not, yeah.
You guys pick which house fits you, and then you rent and sell the other one. Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's basically what he was saying.
But no, that's perfect. And if we separate, depending on who the woman is, if you if we mutually like this ain't working.
Yeah, I mean,
it ain't never cool.
That's true.
Shit stop being cool.
I feel like we're just as a society are coming more into that mindset where people are becoming less codependent than a lot of our grandparents and stuff were, because they were in those codependent marriages and most of them got fucked up. Like, they were the ones who were very much sold on that American dream and like, we gotta have everything together and, you know, sell all your stuff to come be with me, you know. Take my last name, you know, da 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 da. And what would happen is that people get cheated on, people get mad, and they get left. The other spouse get left with nothing, and they got to start all over.
I'm nice. I will give you a meal,
Be realistic.
No, I mean, if I say a perfect scenario, I will give you $1 million.
This ain't perfect. Life ain't perfect.
I'm going perfect. Hold on, wait. I'm going perfect. If I got where I want to be
in perfect world, if I ain't even done a million.
Let's say you don't get where you want to be in the ring. You play like that.
Oh, you want to get a dick?
No, no. No. I'm just saying.
Be for real.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, it's like you more like relatable. You know what I'm saying? Most times. You know?
Be realistic.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna add up to it eventually because you ain't pay alimony, so there you go. And knowing if I got where I want to be, at least it might not be a million. It ain't gonna be cheap. She gonna want more than that. Then the kids, if I'm not the primary person,
well, yeah, not getting
child support too. This weekend?
Now, are you planning on child? Are you counting child support? That's just saying how they put you on child support.
If you take them, yeah. Oh, y'all already know.
Well, oh yeah, oh, I have
some grass.
I'm not even trying to be funny.
Fuck them kids.
Man, this is the age of social media. The bitches can be rich by the time they 7. They can support
real. I know the cars.
Girl, they got their own company right now.
I know the cars out there. If it happened, I can't fight it. Hopefully she cool with it. We can settle something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Overall, I just think you're smart, have your own stuff. You guys moving together. Rent the other place out. You know.
That's why I'm gonna bury 100 mil somewhere.
You don't want extra money when you're married.
When you rent the place out. It's hard to keep the motherfuckers out.
I mean, that's what do like Airbnb.
Let's say y'all break up. You can't just evict the people out your house.
But what you do is you just use it for like Airbnb or something.
Oh, that's how you get money?
No, I'm saying
this. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No.
I like your brother said it doesn't work. It's not what you technically, you don't give her nothing. She take you to court, she didn't have anything.
I want half.
Where you at?
From the back wall.
Looking at some of the court shows, a lot of things that accumulate in the marriage, you can't get
there. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
You don't, if you're being realistic, you is going to care about this.
And
she's
gonna
get half
anyway. And nothing I can do.
I'm not
gonna
fight
that shit. Oh, so you just gonna.
That's a new age.
You'll sign a prenup?
No. Hell no.
Why not?
I'm not saying I make somebody. I'm just saying, would you?
Oh, I definitely would.
My girl can make more than me, and I'll still sign one.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, I really don't care. Like, I'm still on business.
I feel that. Because if she asked me, I would.
Yeah.
I think it's smart to have a prenup. The only time that I didn't do it is if I was like marrying somebody that I know for a long
time. But that's what I'm like. Feel like
a long time.
Like, I know you. I don't.
But if I just like met you a few years ago, like, you know.
I always said I want to find before I got where I want to be in life, I want to find my wife. But when I get, like you say, if I get there and I find that helpful, she got time. I don't know you like that.
Yeah. Unless you're somebody that you really know.
If it's somebody I know, I got
a list. You better be nice to people. Call her help.
I'm not going to call her help for her face.
Yeah, just behind her back.
Yeah. You damn right. You call me I ain't shit. Now if it's one of the women I was married in my life I put on my list, I know this. They're not helpless, but no. Then I would not make them sign.
Right.
Baby, because you ain't shit.
I would not make them sign that.
Yeah.
I know them personally. I know if I ever married them, they wouldn't solve me no grief like that.
I feel like that's smart.
They gonna look at your damn white by switch from episode 30.
They don't know who it is.
They gonna say, episode 30, you call me a helper.
Well, you gonna be signed to prenup. Nah, I'm just kidding. But nah, they don't know who
it is. I'm defending you. I said he ain't shit for calling you that.
No one knows the list except for this one.
Like, why are his future wives? Don't you get into?
If y'all you gonna have a world or whatever the fuck you want.
If y'all were like
being the help.
This is a very, very good man.
I'm an ain't shit nigga.
I think Jarvis wants to speak.
I mean, like, dude, are y'all gonna have the conversation with y'all partners about like if the person, other person, would say, "Hey, would you ever put child support on?"
Yes.
Would y'all
have had that conversation?
Yes. Y'all would have that conversation.
You definitely should. I definitely would.
Thank you.
I would. Yeah. But I also really like if you leave me, like, I'm sure.
Like, you gotta know what you getting into.
We talked about parenting styles. Schools we want.
That's very smart. Very smart.
Religion based. Don't want to get into boogie schools. Religion based.
I think I believe in homeschool. I'm believing in like that too. More because Pensacola Christian be messing kids of color up.
That's right. I heard they can't even braid their hair. Like they can't. The boys they got long can't even braid their hair.
They're ridiculous. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most Christian schools like that. So you can't have your hair like cover your ears a certain way.
Yeah.
It's a way of control.
Yeah. It's oppressive anyway. But yeah. Yeah. So. Well,
my wife likes
talked about finances. We talked about religion is definitely a big one for us because what if you date somebody that does not believe in God and you do, or somebody that's
a good segue to John Book,
or you know, denominations. It's some people, I'm Methodist and he's Baptist. Mm-hmm. Some people, Baptist people, feel like Methodist doing the wrong way, and vice versa.
Yeah. They Pentecostal.
Non-denominational.
I feel like that don't work.
What don't work?
Two different religions.
Oh, they definitely can work. Yeah, if you respect the other person's beliefs.
I feel like some people, but I feel like one person could never want the other person. Like,
I think if you're going to do that, it takes like two people who are very spiritually mature. Because, you know, when you're loving each other fully for the fullness of who you are and not to try to control them and make them who you want them to be.
You a Christian and the other one is like, Buddhist or Jewish.
Like for me, like I don't care if someone is, I don't have a religion. I just believe God. But like, I wouldn't care if I like married like a Christian or a Jew or something. I'm like, that's your belief. Does it work for you? Then do that. But that don't mean I got to do it.
And it doesn't really conflict with your daily
living.
I think you were trying to say,
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. The only thing I thought
was weird. Those are really important things because if y'all can't agree on that,
I was like, that's kind of germy.
And are you the type that believes
that? I used to be Catholic.
And are you the type to believe that a woman should follow the man as far as you
believe? No, man.
There's people feel like you're supposed to follow me.
Yeah.
My dad, my dad, he didn't go to church like that. My mom went to church every Sunday. My dad didn't. My parents stayed until death do them part.
See? It could definitely work. It could definitely work.
I don't mean he didn't believe in God. That's when he might.
But she's so gung-ho of like, you know, that and my dad. My dad's not the type to talk about God and all that stuff. Not saying, like you said, not saying believe, but their religion aspects are so different.
Mm-hmm. It basically but like they were two different religions.
But it didn't interfere in their marriage. Mm-hmm.
But again, you got to be very mature for that. I mean, some people can't take a person disagreeing with them.
Right. And eventually my dad did, you know, rededicate his life when he was in the hospital, his last final weeks living. But the fact that it never interfered their marriage, it was just opinions. Are you mature enough to accept the difference?
Yeah.
And be okay with that?
I definitely think a lot of people feel like their partner has to be, got to believe the same thing I believe. Because I believe in Jesus, and I follow my face this way. So if you're not doing it, we're not even yoked.
Oh,
I'll say this. I'm not really tripping on like religion, but I might be tripping on like other stuff, like when it comes to politics, like what you believe in. But I think
that's a little bit. I can understand.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm working on myself in that way, but you gotta be open minded. It's not easy though. Shit ain't easy. So I can see how it might be religion.
Yeah. Politics is, that can get a little bit more tricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like, if I'm who I am and I'm trying to like marry like a severe conservative, I ain't saying it can't work.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's gonna be a lot of work. Make it
work. Make it work, yeah. Yeah.
You can do it. It's just a grind.
Yeah. But hearing you spout out all the time about how, you know, I just don't think these gays should vote. I'm gonna be like, but you're gay and I am too, so
that's
that ain't gonna work.
Okay,
all right. Listen, gay conservatives are a real thing.
My only requirement is that you're open minded to hearing the other side. You don't have to agree with it, but as long as you are able to kind of process it, and I feel like you respect it, you're good. That's
right. No judgment.
Can you see other people's perspective other than your own? You be the type to be like, okay, I understand your perspective on this.
Everybody says yes, right? But
most people
sometimes I don't like when they don't agree with me. I'm like, how can you not see it's clear as day?
Yeah.
Like, you can't see this shit? And that's like, damn.
I do think that's the way a lot of people react, though. And especially if you're reacting like off of ego, which is typically a person's first reaction. It's like, but how do you not see this? It's so clear. And it's like,
and it literally
to you. Because that's your experience. That ain't my experience. That's not what I believe.
And you gotta, and if you expecting them to be open-minded, you gotta be open-minded.
Yeah.
You can't lead that on one person. You gotta, what you require for somebody else to do, you gotta also require for yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not like that. And even if you had a certain viewpoint, a person will assume, let's say, okay, I'll use an example. Let's say you voted for Trump and I voted for Biden.
Get out.
We know I'm not for that. Anyways, I'm the type of person to be like, well, maybe he saw something differently, and I'm not going to get mad at the man because he voted for whoever he voted for. Mm-hmm. Or they got a different viewpoint. I'm not going to be like, well, maybe he sees something I don't see. Maybe I don't know. I'm not going to judge it straight off of just a decision or a talking point. We have a conversation. I might not like chocolate milk. You might love that shit.
But you can't what's the right word? You can't mess with the person that
okay. I was like, am I the only one that heard white word?
The right
white word? Why the white?
Should be white. All right.
No. Who wants white milk?
The right word it's like something, but sometimes you can listen to a person like, oh, this is why I'm doing that, but at the same time you can't listen to a person who views a person that does no wrong either. Like you say, I'm trying to tell you why I vote for Trump, but I'm telling you all this good thing he done, and then if you try to say one bad thing he's done, I'm like, no.
Oh, you thought about you just blind to everything. Yeah. I was coming from the viewpoint.
Yeah, you definitely do got to be open-minded. And I will say with the different viewpoints, there is a boundary with it too. Mm-hmm. Like at some point, you do have to draw the line and be like, okay, like your beliefs are too drastically different to where we're not even like, we can't even come to a middle ground, you know? So there does have to be a boundary.
Like speaking of religion, speaking of religion, a good friend DeJohn here.
Up to the camera.
We got a book right here called The Devil's Chair. This book right here, I think, so I'm delving down into like a little small little the devil's chair. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to trying to change topics to like a small book review.
of this, like a little preview of it. I think this is a good book right here. It's a short story, you know what I'm saying? This book is,
you read it?
I read a good little small
portion. He actually has, he broke it down.
The reason why I'm interested in the book the genre is it's got horror in it. It's got thriller in it. It's got mystery in it. This book, guys, it even got some psychic stuff in it, man.
Oh shit.
But the thing about it, see me, I might be on a biased perspective because I like mystery, like finding out this situation happened and they about to go on a longer journey to find out why.
Oh, you like that
first
48 type shit.
Yeah. And like, hey, you ever seen the Nice movies? Oh, damn, what's it's like a, you know, like a detective dude. It's called
Noir.
Oh, I thought you
said it's like the actor, the James Bond actor playing in those as a detective. You never seen those? Daniel Craig?
Oh, like
man. Well, I like horror, thriller, and mystery movies, and this book definitely gonna dive down into that type of stuff you're looking for, especially like with religion too, and to the what's to say, like taboo or whatever. If you ever want to go on a journey, man, y'all need to read this book, Devil's Check. I wish I could go more on.
Yeah, no,
sorry. Let me see. It was Neil.
Oh.
He was being a problem. You were doing great.
Imagine you're a person that doesn't feel like you belong in a certain area, and even in your own city, that you like. I need to be somewhere else to be me, to progress more. I need answers. You know what I'm saying? Like, who else don't feel like that? What am I doing here? If I stay here, I'm gonna be nothing. I ain't gonna be shit. And I hate the people around me, or the people don't like me. And I feel like I could do more somewhere else. So I think take my ass on and go somewhere. I play gamble. There's a lot of gambling people led to success that way by moving from their current position and actually fighting for what they want to be. And that takes courage. That's scary. It's scary going by yourself somewhere you don't know. You ain't never been before. Just to find answers. Nobody knows. Some people too late to even try to do that. It's like, man, I'm about to sit in this shit that I'm in. I'm gonna wallow to the day I die. Or you gonna be like, hey, this shit too shaky. But I'm gonna get out and go find what I want to know, and that's not easy. And even on that journey, you still gonna get small glimpses of that back home bad feelings. But at the same time, it's better than it was before. And that book right here is gonna pretty much, it's not, you can see a little bit of yourself in the main character of this book right here, of being scared, vulnerable, going places, and actually finding new information, actually progressing. And what this book does, that's what it does for you. So I would like y'all to read that if y'all look for that type of stuff, something to put your own stuff.
I just ordered my book, it comes Saturday.
The Devil Chair.
Final
Amazon.
There's a link at the. I'll make sure there's a link to hit. You can just hit.
Sorry, we
have
porch.
Sorry, I feel like you're saying the same stuff
over and over.
That's it.
You were.
Okay. Phenomenal. That's it. Yeah, some more.
Talk some more about it.
No, I'm talking about your show plan.
Oh, the show plan.
Oh, yes. We're going to be talking about
the show plan.
Next show?
This show? Yeah. This show, whatever you was trying to do. Oh, I have something, but that's for the end. It ain't going to be long. Get on something for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. You know, I'll do it before I do the outro. All right. So y'all got this. Actually, was a pretty good one, y'all. But I have some things, some words of wisdom for you guys. So let's see what I can get. Goes. I don't know. I'm gonna let the Lord get me. See what I do.
Yeah.
y'all know my, this is the show. If a lot of people who listen to me on like Instagram something, or if I do the shows where I'm just out of character, a sovereign persona, y'all realize I'm trying to entertain. So when people actually sit and talk to me, yes, there are jokes. Yes, I'm there. You know, I do what I do. But sometimes I don't want to be serious all damn time. But I'll be serious right now. It is September. What is September 12th? It is September 12th.
Yep.
Yeah. 9/11 was yesterday. 22 years. It's a long time. This year is almost over. Like, no jokes. Like, it's almost, it's September, October, November, December. 3 more months. Well, a little more. If you just think about, and everybody here has gone through their own things this year, think about like what have you learned and what experiences have helped you grow. I know it's been tough. I know it's been tough for me, shit. It's been a hell. But that's something I just want to put out there. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're trying to fuck me up. I'm trying to get serious. Yeah, YouTube be tripping. If this was a Spotify one, I'd
oh yeah,
yeah.
Like instrumental.
Mm-hmm. With that too,
still have to.
Yeah, I put some on there.
You're fired.
I got my own personal beats I've made, which I actually need to go through that.
But anyway, continue. Sorry that.
Nah, you good.
I did shit.
But nah, for real. What do y'all? Hey, anybody gotta answer this shit?
Nigga, if you ain't did that shit, you supposed to do at the end of the year, nigga. Get to it before the start on it before the end of the year.
I'm gonna be, I'm gonna say it nice a little. It's pretty
much. You raise your mind.
But nah, for real. If it's something you wanna do, get it going. Not the New Year's thing. Just if you wanna do it, do it. You want to start a new job, you want a different job, you want to start your business, you want to focus on your books, like whatever, do that. There's too much stuff going around here, going on in the world. People be thinking what they want to do, but they don't do anything. You stuck here, you stuck, I don't know, I won't even say in the city, you stuck in your own pit.
Mm-hmm.
You stuck in your own pit, you got all this stuff around you, people around you. But don't, oh, excuse me. But to be real, the only thing you can control is yourself. And sometimes you can't control that. But you can't control people around you. You can't control your siblings, your significant other, nobody but yourself. And sometimes, like, yeah, we human. Those reactions will, maybe they make us feel a certain way. Maybe they do this and it hurts our feelings.
Oh, man, you're talking about me.
What? Oh, but oh, but damn, are you good? I lost. I'm good. I'm good. But sometimes you just gotta muscle through that crap, and that's something on some real facts. That's something that I realized over the last, well, this whole year, but over the last few months. I have physically and mentally changed for the better, to be honest with you.
Preach, Pastor.
And some people say I'm heartless. I don't think, you know, it's just when you go through so much at the same time, you get to a point where what's the point of crying anymore? I'm not saying I feel, trust me, I still feel. It's just something inside of you, some of that's God, and something inside of you just gets to a point where you just tired. But you're not, it's not tired of giving up. It's like, it's like, I want to fight. Like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
it's so you want to find something better. I've been through the ringer.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, that's it. I've been through the ringer. Yeah, nothing but God got me out of there. Seen many people pass on. And my close people hurting, going through shit. Sometimes you wish you can do something about it, you can't. You gotta fix yourself. And that's something I had to deal with for longer than that, but this whole year I've literally been talking to God, talking to myself, mentally preparing. It's times where they don't hear from me. Not just because I'm busy, I'll be busy. But I'm literally trying to get my mind together. Trying to figure out why do I feel this way? Why do I want to change? Why do I want to be a better man? Why do I want to be? What do I want to be? These things that always go through my head. To be real with you, but somebody, let me tell you something. The last time I cried was my grandfather's funeral. I went up there to talk and I cried. I cried that whole day. That man meant the world to me. The one grandfather that actually loved me. I'm not saying the other one didn't, but I'm just saying. But we just saying. But nah. That when he died, yes, I was sad, but I don't know. It's like something in me just kicked off. It was already building up from all of this stuff, but it kicked off and it gave me the will to keep going. And not even just keep going, going harder.
Fire in your ass.
Yeah, fire, man. It's just, I don't know. You're going to hurt. You're going to go through shit. It's life. Life has ups and downs. But the best thing I can tell you is keep pushing, man. And keep pushing. Keep going. You got a dream, do that shit. People don't believe in them, fuck them. I'm just being real. People gonna talk to you all day long, talk in your ear, they gonna tell you what they want, what you want to fucking hear. Why are they really down for you like that? You don't know until they prove it. And there are people in your life that will, no matter what time it is, no matter what's going on, they will be there. If they can't be there, they're going to try to do something. Them people want in your corner. The rest don't fuck them.
I got a little more, but you know, that's what I got for y'all today. That's the host. Let's do that host.
Say that was good. Very good. Courage. Pretty good message right there. So,
but at the end of the day, we talked about a lot of stuff. Talked about prison, going over to jail for 30 years over accusations for happening in 2003, which could be possible. True. Talked about marriage. Talked about, talk about other stuff.
Living with each other.
Yeah, living with each other. Trials and tribulations.
Tribulation, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Bless heart.
Bless your sweet little heart.
Lord, save your Jesus. Bless your sweet
little heart. You trying.
That. And
you trying, baby.
Keep your loved one close down. I'm glad y'all enjoyed. Please like and subscribe. And thank all of our hosts, beautiful hosts today. Great hosts. Son left earlier. And we had a good blast, fun that time. And hope to see y'all in the next show, huh? I mean, guests.
You're good.
Yes. Everybody the host. You the host. You the host. I'm the host. He the host. Yeah. But.
Hey, you gonna cut it? Hey, you gonna forgive my boy? He ain't been here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, man, in a couple weeks, he don't even know what to do.
Y'all
Have a great day. Be blessed. Never stress. Thanks for watching the double COD.
Thank you so much.
Buy the book, the my, double chair.
My book.
Like, subscribe.
Come on.
Like, crack.
Yes, you got it. I'm crying.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, bye bye.
Joke. This camera quality is pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
I'm surprised.